CPV Radio, Central Texas.
This is AR Bass. Keep it locked
right here
on CPV Radio.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Radio Network.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Are you ready?
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. TPV Radio have an all-star lineup just for you. Sunday, TPV Reloaded at 2 p.m. Monday, It's the Grub at 12 p.m. The Reality Coach at 6 p.m. Tuesday, Victory Over the Weights of Life at 6 p.m. Friday, The Caribbean Pepper Pot at 8 p.m. Saturday, Brought It Down presents at 4 p.m. Men, Let's Talk, every first Friday of the month at 4 p.m. TPV presents by appointment only. Coming to you on June 6th, it is our Saturday Buffet with Lorraine Brown at 12 p.m. Walk with me. Let's go!
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today to get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You're listening to Victory Over the Weights of Life.
Over the Weights of Life.
With Sis Diane LeBrand. Right now on TPV Radio.
This is Victory Over the Weight of Life with Sister Diane LeBrand.
Yes, it's that time again. It is Tuesday, and you are with me, author and speaker Diane LeBrand, a whole hour of me. Welcome to Victory Over the Weights of Life. So much for being here today. I am excited. Bless the Lord. It is good to be alive. It is good to be well. It is good to be in my right mind. Praise God. I am loving life. I hope you are too. I hope you are, even though the world is going through the roughest time right now. I pray that you are still living your best life. Let us start off the show, as we always invite Holy Spirit to be a part of our show. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God. We give you praise. We give you the glory, Lord, that is due unto your name. God, we lift you up today because today is the day that the Lord has made. Father, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank you for another day, another opportunity, God, to be together. We lift up your holy name, for you are a good God. Holy Spirit of the Almighty God, we invite you into this show. We ask, Father, that you draw all who you want to, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give them a ready heart to receive your word. Give them a ready heart, God, to accept you, oh God. Give them a ready heart where they can sit and realize, God, if they don't know you, how much they need you, especially during these last days. Father, we give you praise. We ask, God, that you break every fetter, God, whatever opposition that's going to try to come up against the show, God, we come against it. Even now, we bind it right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, I want to thank you for Brother Chris and Sister Shanice. God, always, 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 God, I pray a blessing over them, that you watch them, you keep them, you cover them, you protect them, you provide for them, you meet their needs. God, let favor begin to fall down on them like rain, dear God. I thank you for them, and I bless you for them. Oh, God, we bless you, we love you, and we thank you, and we ask, Holy Spirit, that you have your way for the next hour in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Once again, y'all, I am always happy to be here. I know God, this big mouth lady, she is back. Yes, to hear me is to love me. Praise God. I couldn't be any other way. Amen. I couldn't be any other way. So I just thank God that you guys are here. Don't forget, if you're not following me here, go to TPV Radio Network. Please give us a thumbs up and follow, so whenever I come on, you get the notification. And don't forget, please go to lubrandbooks.com. Enter in your email address, and I have a free ebook, praise God, that I will send out to you. I am trying to release a new book in October for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so please be aware, keep your eye open. And I just want to thank you guys again for being here and for loving me. I love you guys back in return, praise God. So today, I don't know what you guys are doing, but as for me, I can probably say I've gained maybe a good, maybe 10 pounds. Yes, yes, yes. This lockdown. So I'm trying to get things back in order, praise God. And I have a system. I don't know if this is going to work for you, but I need some motivation. And this is what I told myself today. I said, I need me just a slither of cheesecake. But when I got to the refrigerator, there were only two. So I told myself, well, go ahead and eat it so there would be no temptation tomorrow. So I am sad and happy to say I ate both slices, y'all. But it was good. Amen. So don't judge me. I'm not going to judge you. I am just happy to be here. Praise God. It is so good when we can be in this world the way it is right now, and we can still laugh, because the Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. So as long as we have the joy of the Lord, we can be strong, not in our own strength, but we can be strong in the strength of the Lord. So you guys know how we do it. We're going to have a couple songs, and we're going to come back. And I just want to talk to you a little bit about Psalms 91, verse 1 and 2. Just a little something I just want to encourage you with. So go ahead, call somebody, tell them I'm on. Go ahead and share this if you can. I appreciate you. We will be right back. Walk with me, family. Let's go.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to Victory Over the Weights of Life.
Over the Weights of War.
With Sis Diane LeBrun. Right now on TPV Radio.
Drinking a bottle of poison, expecting the next man to die. Cause you know that drinking a bottle of poison could never be good for your health. So why do some people keep holding in hatred and wishing bad on someone else? They only damaging themselves. Stop taking poison vitamins. Every little thing people do keeps on bothering you, taking poison vitamins. Daily your dosage gets stronger, my brother. I say that's a poisonous life to live. Mindset to keep you like a slave. Malice will eat you from within. It's time to let go of these sins. Hold on to love, hold on to God, but don't no grudge. Hold on to love, hold on to grace. Bad mind, jealousy have no place inside
need a different approach. You gotta pray for wisdom. If fire fight fire, whole place burn down. No matter how they mistreat ya, live for God and love people. Don't take on the bad people. Strive for love and not evil. Evil looking out, yeah, my people. So stay awake, you can't sleep. If you close your eyes, you can't see it. The royal lion white, so hold on to love. Hold on to God, but don't look grudge. Hold on to love. Hold on to grace. Bad mind, jealousy have no place inside of us. Don't look grudge. Say hold on to love. Try to hold a conversation. Sometimes miscommunication could be causing your frustration. In every bad situation, God is the only solution, and the answer is love. Love. Hey, before you have confrontation, try to hold a conversation. Sometimes miscommunication could be causing your frustration. In every bad situation, God is the only solution, and the answer is love. Love.
This is Sterling Roberts, and you are listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
Call the assembly.
SRM. You wanna write a song? Get a notepad and a pen. If you are not the same, why can't I see the change? You know the words I say. To love me is to obey. Jesus, got me writing down this worship that you want come from my life. It's my submission to Him is all I know. So this is my response. Lord, anything they are, anything I am, this is my total worship. Rapping sin, and I came far.
Your whole life
as a sacrifice, I gave up mine to pay the fine
for your whole life.
I paid in full as an example of how you should live before me.
But you're holding back, you keep giving part, but not your whole heart to come before me. But I understand that. Don't you know that I am God?
You want all of me, but everything you giving me back is partial. Son, I have a standard. Don't you know that I am God? You want all of me, but everything you've given me back is partial. Jesus, tell me right this down. This worship that He won't come from my life is my submission to Him is all and done. This is my response. Lord, anything they are, anything else, this is my total worship. I gave up mine to pay the fine for your whole life.
I paid in full as an example of how you should live before me. But you're holding back, holding back. Everything you giving me back is partial. Son, I am a standard. Don't you know that I am God? You want all of me, but nothing that you give is substantial.
What I'm saying, what me do? To let you know me want all of you. You want live on blessing street, but you now are back for no pity and avenue. Jealous God now mix me up like a calling. So show me you love me by the way you obey me. Total surrender me one that for the daily. And if it wasn't sure before, I know if but a baby. So me make it clear like a HD.
Jesus, tell me the worship that he wants come from my life.
Whether you're coming or you're going, there's decisions you're facing.
Bright days, dark days,
happy days and days. I know he can make it better. When I hear my father say, it's my people who will call by my name, will pray and seek my face. It's my people who will call by my name, will love me with the warm embrace. Feeling alone and afraid, trust his every word and he will obey. He will heal our land when we turn our hearts, put it in his hand. I know he can make it better. When I hear my father say, it's my people who will call by my name, will pray and seek my face.
Never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
You're listening to Victory Over the Weights of Life.
Over the Weights of War.
With Sis Diane LeBrun. Right now on TPV Radio.
for the Weight of Life with Sister Deanne Lebrun.
All right. I am back. Thank you for coming back. I love that first song. I just love that first song that plays. I need to learn the name of the artist because that song really, really blesses me. It just reminds me of so much to not allow things to sit in my heart. You know, like what we spoke of last week in regards to unforgiveness and stuff. So if you did not catch last week's show, go to my Facebook page, and I'm pretty sure it is on tpvradionetwork.com. There you can find it as well. Thank you again for being here. Tonight, I just want to encourage your heart with Psalms 92, just a little bit of Psalms 92. As we are going through this major shift in our world, you know, everybody is looking looking to God. You know, it reminded me of like 911, or when there is a major hurricane or tornado or something, when something major happens. It's so funny how you will hear people say, where is God, or where was God, or why didn't God do anything? But when things are good, don't nobody worry about God. And as we're going through this, I noticed there are so many people. You see so many demonstration of faith. I was told of police officers in the streets praying, and prayer is everywhere, because we even started a prayer line as well. And I said, one thing I hope, that after all this is over, when the Lord restores us in whatever form, shape, or matter he restores us, I just hope with the same intensity that we come after God, I hope it is with that same intensity we will stay, we will remain. So I know a lot of people right now is praying Psalms 92. Psalms 92, amen. Oh, the artist's name is Byjum, no grudge. Got it, Byjum. I think so, Byjum, Byjum. Sorry, my brother, I'm sorry. I got a little Virgin Island, a little Lucian, and a little Texan. So if I mispronounce it, it's all love. And the name of the song is No Grudge. I love it. Thank you, Brother Chris. I love it. But one of the things we hear a lot, people are confessing, is Psalms 92 and other psalms like Psalms 92, Psalms 23, Psalms 37, fret not yourself against evildoers, and where we are quoting the psalms. But I want to know how Holy Ghost help me. I want to know how are we looking at that psalm, because the way Psalm 92 starts out, it makes you check yourself, first of all, because it says, he that dwelleth, okay? And if you look up the word dwell, to dwell someplace is to abide there, to stay there, to live there. It's not like a summer home where you go to vacation during the summer. It's not like a crash pad. It's not somewhere, you know, you just pass by every now and then. It is someplace where you dwell. You stay there morning, noon, and night, from Sunday to Sunday, Monday to Monday, however you start your week. That is where you stay, you remain, you live. All your clothes are there. All your shoes are there. Your car, your everything is in that place where you dwell. So the Bible is telling us, before we even continue with all the promises of Psalms 91, he's letting us know, hey, time out. I need you to do something first before you go on any further. Check yourself. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, check yourself. Praise God. Check yourself. He said, he that dwelleth dwell. We don't come here just to congregate and go home. He that dwelleth in the secret place. There is a secret place in God. And I came to find out we have to, Matthew 6:33 tell us how to get to that secret place. He said, seek and ye, Holy Ghost, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. What things? The rest of Psalms 92 shall be added unto you. See, too many times we say we are in God, but sometimes I have to wonder, is God in us? And the reason why I ask that is by the conversations we keep, the things we watch on television, the things we say, the people around us that we keep. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you are a Christian and you're hanging around people who are not Christians, if you believe in God and you are hanging around people who don't believe in God, guess what? There's going to come a time where there is a fork in the road and you're going to have to switch whether to go life or right or left. Because two cannot walk together, the Bible say, unless they agree. So some way, somehow, you're going to have to say, okay, I'm going to continue trusting God and you got to go, or I'm going to turn my back on God and you got to go. But he is saying, he that dwelleth, we have to live in a place. And I'm not saying we have to be perfect, because I don't know about you, because I am far from perfect. I have flaws. I have issues. There's some crazy going on somewhere up in her. Because why? As we live in this world, there are some things that we are going to accumulate. And if you ain't crazy yet, you're going to pass by it soon. I'm just asking you not to reside there. Amen. Too many times crazy get real good and we reside there. But we don't want to reside where crazy is. We want to be under the shadow of the Almighty. We have to stay in God. When we stay in God, we are able to handle issues of life. I've heard of so many people. The youngest person I heard so far who committed suicide since this whole COVID-19 thing is going on is a 12-year-old committing suicide, taking their lives. Why? Because we don't know, or they didn't know, when we abide under the shadow of the Almighty, there is safety, security, and provision there. A lot of people right now think this is going to be the end of the world. Am I ever going to go back to work? What's going to happen to my mortgage? What's going to happen to my car? And I'm not telling you, don't give credence to it. Don't look at it. Don't pay attention to it. What I'm saying is this. Do not dwell on the things that are not going to improve your relationship with God. This time right now, I believe, is the perfect time for us to spend as much time in God as possible. I believe right now we should be praying more than ever. And we're not just asking for prayer for healing, but Lord, keep me so I can continue to abide. I can continue to read your word. I can continue to pray even after all of this is over. Because as many people that's going to run to the churches when all the churches are open, after a while, when things get comfortable, where we no longer need masks, where we no longer, they'll start saying, oh, only such and such, because I was listening to the news yesterday. They said there was no death in the city of Dallas, in Tarrant County and whatever. There was no new, infection, no, whatever they call it. But a couple other counties, they had some. And we're starting to see life starting to come back. And as we see life starting to come back, I just want people to remember, we have no life unless we have God. So the way we live is to have God in us. The way we live is to do our best to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, is it always going to be in a place where life is peaches and cream? Are there days when you're going to say, you know what, this God-serving thing, man, it ain't worth it. And I don't know if you've ever been there, but there are times when life will knock you on your behind, and you will question, like Job, wait a minute, is it really worth it? Is there really a God? People going to ask you, who is that God you're serving? Why are you still serving him? Look at the situation that you're in. Why don't you curse God and die? But the Bible tells us Job maintained his integrity. And that's a word we don't hear too much in the body of Christ, is integrity. Amen? So when we maintain our integrity, we're saying, this is the same way you see me in the church, this is how I am at home. The same way you see me in the church, this is how I live. This is how I am at work. See, some of us are not just bipolar. Some of us are tri and quadrupolar, because you're one person at home, somebody else at church, somebody else at work, somebody else at the mall.
Oh, my God.
Just all these different people, and we're trying to figure out, why are things not working? Why are things not safe? But the Lord is telling us today, come home, stay, live, and abide in me. This is the only way we're going to make it, not just through Corona, but this is the only way we're going to make it until Jesus returns. Amen? We cannot live one foot in and one foot out anymore. As you look, you're seeing the consummation of time. Our world, I was laying in bed, was it yesterday or something? And I was on the couch and I was thinking, I say, man, 20 years ago, back in 2000, when 2000 started, I was like, look how the world have changed in 2000. Now, I don't know what kind of life you were living in 2000, but I remember quite well where I was when 2000 rang in. Okay, I remember quite well, and I was like, I brought it up at this club in Dallas called Phenomenal. Oh God. And y'all know this, I ain't got no secrets, okay? I ain't got no secrets. I share with you, hopefully, that you learn from my mistakes and that you say, no, I'm not gonna go there, because she already said, so let me just cut this and just move on with life. And I remember that was the first night. For those of you who don't drink, who have always been saved, who have always been glorious, who's never backslidden, who never lied, who never cursed, who never fornicated, who never did anything, Diane Lubre, guilty, 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 guilty. Praise God for the blood of Jesus. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become brand new. And that's what I am. I am a brand new man, but not because I am a brand new man. That means I still don't remember. Amen. And I'm sitting and I'm like, 20 years ago, how many of us would have ever thought there would be a virus that have been around for years would show up in a way that it did not just shut down America, it shut down Africa portion here, and it shut down this place, shut down the entire world. Not one of us ever thought of that would ever happen. Matter of fact, when 2020 came in, we was already making resolution for 2021. Now everybody got to backtrack all the plans we had for 2020. Now we have to say, oh, my God, I have to undo, redo, fordo, go do all these different things. And so many people have lost their way. Why? Because they abide elsewhere rather than under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. So he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If we stay under the shadow, amen, we have divine protection. If we stay under, and I know everybody is like, oh my God, scared, and fear. The church, somebody might not like this, but there's no need for us who believe in Christ Jesus to be afraid. Amen. I heard someone was speaking, and they made a very good point. And he said, the church is afraid of dying, whereas the Muslims are running to the mosque. I was like, wow, that's kind of deep right there. The Muslims, now pay attention. Their God is dead. Their God is dead. And they will tell you Muhammad is dead. But we serve the risen and the still living Savior. And we are too afraid to congregate ourselves together when the Bible tells us that we should assemble ourselves together. Why? Because there is strength in number. There is encouragement when we come together. And the Muslim people are running to their mosque, and the church is saying, oh, we're not ready. Now, am I saying be frivolous? Am I saying just go out there and throw caution to the wind? No. But we need to decide. Choose ye this day who you going to serve. Are we going to let the Muslims make the church look bad? They are proving to us that they are abiding more under, what's his name, the prophet, than we are abiding under God. And our God is alive. Their God can't do anything for them. Their God can't heal no sickness, cure any diseases. Their God cannot open the eyes of the blind. Their God cannot do anything. He's dead. The people who worship the idol, their God don't have eyes. Their God don't have ears. So they go to their God and they're crying. And their God cannot see them. Therefore, he can't have compassion. He cannot hear them. His heart cannot break. He cannot reach out his hand because his hand are glued or stuck to his side. He cannot move his feet because there's no movement. There's no light. There's no nothing. And these people are running to their God, little g. And here we say, we serve God, big G. And there's more people in the church wearing masks than there are more people in the church wearing masks than there are sinners on the street. It blew my mind when you see people walking around and like, man, I don't believe in this. Now, are we saying that the virus is not? Of course not. The virus is real. Of course the virus is real. But this is going to be really bad English right here. But who is more realer? Bad English, but I'm bringing that point. Who is more realer? Is it the virus or God? If God be God, let us serve him. And if the virus be God or whoever it is or what it is, then we need to make a decision who we're going to bow down to. I've made a decision when I leave my house. I pray. I am covered under the blood of Jesus. I cover my house under the blood of Jesus. I cover my children under the blood of Jesus. And I just believe that when I go out there, if anybody around me has the virus, the blood of Jesus is the repellent. That's just what I believe. Now, I can't tell everybody to do that because I understand people are still living in fear because that's all what you see on the news. The news is not telling you run to Jesus. They say, no, go to the store. I remember when this thing started, people were fighting over toilet paper, fighting over, what is it, hand sanitizers. People were just throwing caution to the wind. And all of a sudden, we're like, what are we going to do now with all the toilet paper? Can the toilet paper help you eliminate the virus? Can the toilet paper give you peace at night as you sleep? For those of us who have family members still working essential jobs, when they leave the house, when they go somewhere, can the toilet paper and the paper towel that we have, can it protect them? No. Why? There is no power. There is only power in Jesus. And if you don't believe me, if you don't believe me, watch when all of this is over. All of this is over. You're going to see who really, 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 really loved God and who really, really, really was just there for protection until things change. Because we are very, very fickle. We cry to God, Lord, help me. Lord, save me. Lord, 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 Lord. I am abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Really? Really? When you go back to work and you can work overtime and you need to be at service on Sunday, what you going to do? Because the thing is, y'all, we patricate God too much because we know he loves us and we know he's a patient and a faithful God. If God were to treat us like our boss treats us, no Christian would ever miss church on Sunday. I don't care how sick a Christian is. They won't go to church on Sunday. I guarantee you, unless it's life-threatening or it's contagious as the flu or something, I guarantee you they will get up and drag themselves to the office. Why can't we not do the same thing for God? That's the difference between those who abide and those who visit. Because when you abide, you know, come hell or high water, I am covered. If I get sick and I can't go to work, I know my God is God enough to heal me, first of all. And if by chance I'm not feeling better by Monday, I know my God is God enough to protect my job and to provide for me. But we don't want to abide because a lot of us, we like having one foot in and we like having one foot out. We still want to get down and we still want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We still want to go to the club and we still want to go to the house of the Lord. We still want to go whatever, hit that joint every now and then, and we still want to sing in the choir. Choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. We have got to come to the place where we're going to say, this is it. I turn my back on the world. For God I live, for God I die. This is it. To be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. Because the truth of the matter is, y'all, someday none of us are going to be here. None of us are going to be here. What are we going to do? We have got to start preparing ourselves now. And like I said, do we all have it together? No. I dare to see the person that say they have it all together because you is a plumb liar. We don't have it. That's why we need the Lord. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to remain. That's why we need to abide. That's why we need to live. That's why we need to stay. I don't know if any of you have been, see, coming from the island, there's a lot of examples I can give. But because of where you are, if the Virgin Islands, Caribbean people, y'all understand what I'm going to say, but parts of America and the rest of the world, y'all may not understand it, but if you've ever seen a hen with her cheeks, when I remember growing up on St. Lucia or St. Croix, when there would be a storm, you would see that mother hen either run under that house or wherever her nest is, and you will see all the little chicks gather under her. And she will gently sit down, plop, and the chicks totally covered. I don't care how much the wind blow. I don't care how much the rain came down. These babies never got wet, did not get blown away. You know why? They was under the shadow. They was under the wings. They were under the covering of their mama. Now, if a chicken can protect her young like that, how much more can God protect us? How much more can we stay alive when we abide under the shadow of the Almighty? He shall cover us, he said, with his wings and under his feathers, and under his wings we shall trust. When you see that sun come up and the rain lifts and the sun, you'll see that mother hen, she just ups just a little, and you see little beaks and you see little eyes, and you just chirp, 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 chirp. They're under there. Did not get an ounce of water on them. And as hard as the wind blows, mama hen took all of that. And what I'm saying to you right now, we don't have to be afraid of what's going on in the world, because Daddy God have made provision that we do not have to live scared. Daddy God have made provision that we don't have to walk around, oh God, I'm so afraid. Oh God, I got to wear this mask. Oh God, I can't go to work. I can't do this. I can't do that. He did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And if we have a sound mind, our mind will tell us greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Amen. We have got to decide what am I going to do? Where am I going to stay? Am I going to do like the people in the world who don't know God? Or am I going to show the world what it looks like when you have God? There's a huge difference. We should not be the one who's panicking and who's in fear. Why? He told us, if we abide, if we live, if we stay in God, you know, is it always easy? No, because life will happen. Life will come and it will sucker punch you. It will knock the air out of you. But what are we going to do? Are you going to stay down, or are you going to look to the hills from whence come at your help? When life comes and life said, no, you're sick, what are we going to do? Are we just going to accept sickness, or are we going to say, by his stripes, I am healed? What are we going to do? We have got to make up our mind that I am abiding. Whether the rent is paid or not, I am abiding. Whether when it's time to go back to work, I got a job or not, I am abiding. Whether my husband is acting a nut, I'm abiding. Whether my wife, Lord God, I don't know who she's going to be today when I get home, I'm abiding. These kids, Lord God Almighty, are you sure they mine? I'm still abiding. We have got to decide. It doesn't matter. Because the thing is, y'all, on the way to the cross, Jesus never changed his mind. Never changed his mind. He knew how much we would need him. See, a lot of people, when the COVID broke out, people got nervous, people got scared. It brought me such peace to know that God was not wringing his hands at night, talking about what am I going to do, what am I going to do, what am I going to do. It brought me so much peace to know finally the doctors who think they are God, and the presidents and the leaders of this world who think they rule and they reign both now and forever. It brought me peace to see, oh, now y'all got to bow down, huh? Now you don't know what you thought you knew, huh? Your practice is closed. You cannot be the God that you thought you were. And even in this, I believe God has gotten, and God will continue to get, a whole lot of glory out of this. And I believe one thing that God is showing us, I'm going to take your pride off. A lot of people have to bow down. Bow down. Come before God and say, I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And I'm telling you what you need to do, just in case you have not done it, just in case you don't know how to do it, just in case it never came to your mind, you have to abide. You have to live with him. You have to allow him to come in, to sup with you. You have to allow him to come in, to say to you, see that lying? I'm going to need you to stop all that lying. See all that cussing? I'm going to need you to stop all that cussing. See, you're kind of sneaky. Them shifty eyes, I know them shifty eyes. I created them. I formed them. We have got to see. Thank you, Lord. That's why some of us don't want to abide, because when we abide, we got to change. And some people, like I said last week, are so comfortable where they are, so comfortable in unforgiveness, so comfortable in bitterness, so comfortable. Some people lie like they drink a cup of coffee. No reason. No reason. What is the purpose for lying for no reason? And people don't like for them to have to look in the mirror and call themselves a liar. Amen. But I believe in this day and time, as we abide, it's not for our bad, it's for our good. I believe as we abide, the Bible tells us iron sharpens iron. I believe as we abide, as we make a decision to abide, I believe God is going to work some things out in our lives. I believe that God is going to change us. I believe that God is going to bring our children home, our kids that we've been praying for, that they've been on drugs, our daughters that are wayward, husbands that are acting crazy, wives that are all out there. I believe as we abide, one of the byproducts of abiding under the shadow of the Almighty is God will begin to do what we could not do in our own strength. The things that we have been praying for years, I believe as we abide, doors are going to start to open. The portals that the enemy was walking in and out of our lives, I believe God is going to begin to shut stuff down. The way the devil used to interfere in our lives, he will no longer be able to interfere, because when we are under the shadow of the Almighty, he cannot find us. So I'm urging you today. I'm asking you today. If you are not abiding, one question, what are you waiting for? See, I am a realist. Some people don't like when you talk about certain things, because doom and gloom, every time you talk about that, doom and gloom. No. We are supposed to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And the gospel is not just telling you God loves you and God wants the best for you and he's going to bless you and favor is just going to flow and follow you. The gospel is also telling you, you better get your house in order, because tomorrow is promised to no man. And we have got to come to the place and where we say, it might be hard. There are some things I may have to give up. There are some people, Lord Jesus, you know, I really love that man. I really love that woman. Woo, Lord, ain't nothing better than a good blunt. Man, you know, I like my drink. We're going to have to come to a place and all the things that we love, realizing we don't even love it. It's an addiction. It's the spirit of addiction that we have opened ourselves up to, and we really thinking we like it. We really thinking we love it, but the enemy have us deceived. Don't allow him to deceive you. Don't allow him to tell you where you are right now, you're good. If you are not abiding under the shadow, if you do not have a relationship with Jesus, if you do not know Jesus, if you've never repented of your sins, if you've never asked Jesus to come into your life, the best time to do that is today and right now. Today and right now. You don't have to bring no turtle dove. You don't have to bring no oxen. All you have to do is ask him. Repent of your sins. Tell him, I'm turning away, God, my back to the world, and I'm coming at you. Save me, forgive me, wash me, cleanse me, purge me. I make the decision today, God, I want to be saved. Fill me with the Holy Ghost, and God, write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Give me the strength so I can go ahead and I can walk that you have called me to. Because one day, we will have to give an account to God. We will have to give an account to God. And you cannot say, I never heard, I did not know. You're hearing it right now. And don't let this be the last message that you hear. Don't let this message be the message that you're going to hear for all eternity in hell. Today, 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 today is the appointed time. If you feel him knocking, open quick. Open quick. Because he's doing that. Because he loves us. God don't want us to abide just so we can't have fun. You know how much fun it is to be in God? It's a lot. You know, the world tell us fun is certain things. Fun is sexing everybody. Fun is rock and roll. Fun is lying. Fun is getting high. Fun is, you know what I'm saying, sleeping out. Fun is, that's not fun. Because the wages of sin is death. It's death. Sooner or later, it's going to be time to pay the piper. And baby, 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 when he comes, you don't have to pay up. And if you don't have what it takes, ask the rich man that refused to give Lazarus anything. Ask him when he lifted up his eye. The Bible tells us he found himself in hell in torment. And what did he remember? Lazarus. So if you mess up, because can't nobody send you to hell but you. So if by chance you don't listen, you don't accept God, and you go to hell, guess who you have to blame? Nobody but you. Don't let this be the last time you hear the Lord calling you and knocking on the doors of your heart. Amen. I pray, God, that this word have blessed you. I pray that this word has encouraged you. I am so glad that you came in to join me. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Next week, God's will, we will be right back here, same time, same place. I think, what is it, next week? Do we still have another week in this, another Tuesday in this week? I don't even know, y'all. I don't even know. But I'm going to let you know next week when you get here. you're going to have to be here next week to get it. And if you're not here, I pray to God that you have set your notification that if you can't catch the show live, you can always go back and download tpvradionetwork.com. tpvradionetwork.com. If you would like to have any commercial or anything, I think we are tpvradionetwork@gmail.com. I want to say, oh God, I hope I'm not saying it wrong. But I thank you guys for being here. I pray the Lord bless you. He watches over you. He keep you. I pray he cover you under the blood of Jesus. TPVRadio2020@gmail.com. I'm sorry, y'all. TPVRadio2020@gmail.com. If you would like to get some more information, that's where you go. Brother Chris will hit you back up. Again, I am author, speaker, and your host, Diane Lubre. Please give this show a thumbs up. Please hit the follow button. We will be together again next week. Tuesday, same time, same place, if the Lord says so. Until then, you guys stay blessed. God watch over them, keep them, provide, cover, protect them. God, let them answer the calling tonight, right now, in Jesus' name. Until we meet again, everybody, walk with me, family. Let's go. Good night, everybody.
Never heard Christian radio quite like this.
Quite like this.
Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Radio Network.
TPV Radio, Central Texas.